Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Abitron. This is Creation Light Shift Healing, and today is Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, and the date today is June 17, 2017. So we'll clear the date for everybody. And here we go, releasing this date energy, June 17th. Remember, it recycles every year, and you can be caught in that recycling program. So you want to get out of that. So let's release the date today. We're doing that now. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that still felt a little heavy. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feels like somebody out there has some pain going on. I don't know, twists an ankle or something. We'll see. I don't need to have any validation, but that's kind of what I'm picking up here. So let's do some energy for maybe ankles. That's what I'm perceiving anyway. Calves, ankles, maybe feet. And if you're one who's listening who has that, you know, you can say that you thank you very much or something, but that's what I'm picking up. Let's help somebody out there. Remember, this will work for you because everybody's probably had this throughout their lives. Doesn't have to be right now. Anyone in the past is still with you. So let's clear that first. Then we'll do the light beam. So here we go. Clear this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, that feels better. Okay, let's bring up the light beam or beams on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. And we'll bring in the females again here. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now if you have a situation going on that you don't like, that could be physical, emotional, or something, I'll release that one particular timeline that you're viewing. Remember, your memories bring you into timelines, so now you're having an experience from your past, maybe being recycled again, or to get your attention for something, which means that you're contaminated. And you have a lot of energy there if you're dealing with a situation. And you may not even know what it is, but, you're having physical problems from it. So that's why we have whole lifetime clearings. We'll be talking about it later on in the show here. So here we go. Let's clear that. Energy, think of one thing. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I'll be going to the light ship probably, maybe about a quarter till the hour here. So we'll bring our co-host on in. Are you all ready to go?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron.
Okay.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome. It is Saturday night, as Ron said, and that means that later in the show we'll be making a visit to Creation Lightship where all of us can request a physical healing. Also, we can request certain rooms we might like to visit. So if you have any rooms you'd like to visit or any questions about healings, the website, anything you want to share about your experiences with the healings, please send those to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And if you have not checked out Ron's website, you'll want to do that after the show. There are a lot of free healings on there. There's a lot of information. And as Ron said, we're going to go over we're going to go over the healing protocols for people because we've been getting a lot of emails lately from people who have different physical issues. And, of course, I hope they're all listening because, as Ron said, we're going to the lightship tonight where you can request a physical healing, which you must do out loud. And the other wonderful news for anyone with a concern about their physical situation, next Saturday, June 24th, Ron will be having a live 3-hour healing call that is the organ restoration call, and it's very powerful. He's been doing these for the past couple of years, about every 6 months, and everyone who's been on them knows how very special they are and how very powerful they are. So if you're not on Ron's email list, you'll want to sign up for that on creationlightship.com. And you can, if you didn't get the email for some reason, you can request it be sent to you by, again, sending the request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send that out for you after the show tonight. It only costs $50. It's going to start at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for everybody, I would say it's a really wonderful call. Do you want to give any more detail about next Saturday, Ron?
No, just show up.
That's it. Right. Okay, so I'm looking forward to starting, really, we've had these discussions before, but to really start at the beginning for people on the physical healing protocol, but I thought we'd get to a few questions first that have been in the inbox for a while, and then we'll move on to that. So, first question, is there a way to know the percentage of spirit in us besides being more peaceful and pain-free?
Well, as you have more spirit energy, you will be more in the moment, and you'll be out of probably the dramas and traumas. As far as how much you have, it doesn't really matter because what you have is what you have. So, you know, all you can do is do clearings to release the negativity, the density, the darkness out of you. And then if your spirit can be reintegrated back into your body, then it will come. So that's the way it works. You know, if the darkness, the aliens have taken your spirit, which is what they do most of the time, you may not ever be able to get it back. And, you know, that's what I said. It doesn't matter how much you have, you know, what you get is what you get. And you naturally always have less than what you had when you first were born here, because you're doing rituals, you're doing thinking, you're doing your mind projections, you're doing your astral traveling, and you're doing all these things, getting caught into timelines where your spirit can be stolen. And, you know, you may not ever see it again, but you're not going to know, you know, that, because what you have is what you have. So you can't guilt yourself if you have done a lot of spiritual practices to have your spirit stolen. Just know that, you know, that's what happens. So as far as how much you have, it makes no difference. So, you know, all you can do is do the clearings, and hopefully if your spirit's outside of your body waiting to come in, then it can come in that way. The calls that we do on Sundays, the one tomorrow, a 7-hour call, we help to look for that spirit of the fragments of you if they're retrievable. So that's what we try to do. We get rid of the darkness also. So initially, when you were born, you had whatever you had coming into you, into your body. And so that amount filled up your whole body, we'll say. And then as you learn how to live here, in a sense, yes, no, stop, go, and your teachings and your religion and everything else, that all works against you holding on to your spirit, and you lose it. And then you spend your whole life trying to look for it. Or you look for trying to find a soulmate that, or somebody like that, who can help fill the gaps inside of you because your spirit's missing. But remember, once it gets stolen, it's very, very difficult, you know, to find it, because the darkness takes it into multiple timelines and may not even be in, you know, a nearby universe to find it. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And that was great information. And I was wondering, though, if you could, I just wanted to remind you that you mentioned possible confusion and what's going on with timelines now, and if people aren't doing the mind to heart drop, do you want to just share a little? It's kind of related to what you were just saying, I thought. You want to share that?
Yeah, it seems to be that the timelines are crashing now into each other, and there's voids in between them. And the hologram that you're living on may not mesh exactly right. So you may feel lost at times. You might feel like you're not grounded. You might see things happening that maybe you've never seen before, or you have seen it over and over again. So it just depends how the timelines are affecting you, because they will affect you. When you get into the present moment, then those timelines sort of, you know, disappear, and you're not connecting to them as easily because you're not thinking and you're not in the time-based reality. So that's the whole process. When you're not thinking, then you're at peace. And when you think with your mind and use that energy, then you're actually going to be on timelines. And what's steering you and driving you is your memories. And so do you have a lot of good memories? You know, you may have lots of them, may have some bad ones. But regardless, they're on timelines. And so those timelines that you're looking at through your memories are what pushes your buttons. And that's the reason why you want to have your whole lifetime clearing, so you can be more at neutral and live life more peacefully. Otherwise, you're going to keep recycling things over and over and over again. And that's sort of what happens. But the protocols that we have, you know, at times I'll get people who are newbies, and they've heard a couple of shows, and maybe we'll just talk about what some people have as far as conditions. So, you know, people could have Borgellons, they could have cancer, they could have some illness, maybe hepatitis or something. And so when you first hear the programs, you think, well, I can get healed from this because, you know, this is what we're doing. We're doing healings like on Saturday night for like, you know, 10 minutes. And I'm going to hop on and see if I can get my hepatitis cured or my Borgellons or whatever, or my cancer. Well, that is not the protocol that we have, okay? The protocol is, regardless of if you have a stubbed toe or a sunburn or cancer, it's all the same. You know, you need to do your whole lifetime clearing first. That's the protocol that we have. That and the mental body, whole lifetime mental clearings, and this is not the unlimited version. You need to clean out your whole lifetime of your emotions, your mental body, possibly anxiety, fear probably for sure, because if you have a condition, you're in fear. So you want to clear that body out. Maybe you have trauma. And so there's mainly probably five or six whole lifetime clearings that you need to do first. It's not that you would like to do them or want to. You need to do those clearings first. And then you start to reevaluate your life because those clearings and those energetic bodies are contaminated, which cause your problem. So saying it a different way, we'll just say that you're at the age of, say, 40, okay? Well, it took you 40 years to develop your cancer or to develop a stubbed toe or hepatitis or whatever condition you have. Okay, it's taken 40 years for you to do that. And those energetic bodies are corrupted by the time you hit the age of 10, typically. So now you've had corrupted bodies for 30 years, and you need to clean them out because you damaged your physical body. And these energetic bodies leak and contaminate the physical body because they're held full of energies. And now you're on the energetic timelines of these conditions, which is a hologram. And that's what we do when we do the Thursday night conference call, is we start working with the replicas of you on timelines, on holograms, with a condition. And so when you get on that call, you'll have, you know, really probably good success if you've already cleaned out those energetic bodies. just coming on it once or twice may not do anything because it's like a Band-Aid. You need to clean out those bodies that caused your problem. So if you kind of understand that, you're going to say, wow, you know, I thought I could just come in and, you know, listen to a few shows and do a couple of clearings and healings that I do for people, and it's going to be gone. More than likely not. Possibly it could, but you got to clean out those bodies so that what because they're creating, continuously creating a problem for you, and then that's put on the timeline. You could be on 1,000 or 1,000,000 timelines of cancer because those bodies are bringing you to that. You got to clean out those bodies. So that's the whole process. And those bodies and your condition is on holograms. That's why when I make people real, especially at the expos, the whole room changes the energy and the people fall back into the original self of who they are because they're only real 3 hours a month. And all of a sudden you're made real and a lot of your conditions go away because you're no longer on timelines and having timelines copy and pasted onto your physical body where you're living here, and that backpack of all that negative energy goes away because the aliens live off of your energy fields. So that's the protocol. So if you have a situation and we get people saying, Ron, I have this wrong with me or that, or can you help me with this here? You know, don't even really ask me to help you unless you have done your whole lifetime clearings, because I really can't help you until you have done those clearings. So if you did the clearings, you say, Ron, I still have a condition. I did this, that, and the other. I did my trauma. I did my emotional. I did my mental body. I did all the free clearings. I did pain because I'm in pain. You know, I need to know what you have done. You're just asking me for one simple thing, Ron, I got this problem. Can you fix it? Probably not. Okay? Because you have to clean out your bodies that's causing your problems. So that's the way the protocol works. So if you want to have any success with wellness, you need to clean out those energetic bodies, because after the age of 10, they're all contaminated. And, you know, if you're lucky, you know, you may have a pretty decent life until you hit probably 40 to 50. And if you're a healer, then you're dealing with all the other people's contamination, and you'll probably be dropping dead between the age of 50 and 60 with all other illnesses because it transfers onto you, another copy and paste situation. That's why I say you never want to do healings or anything on anybody, because you will come in contact with it at some point and it will activate your DNA. And now you're living the life of your ancestors, and they died from an illness that you happened to help heal from somebody else. You never want to do any type of energy work on anybody, because you don't know what aliens are inside of that body, what timelines are on, and what are you actually trying to heal. And maybe that alien doesn't want to be healed, and it could do a psychic attack on you. So a person says, man, I got this shoulder pain. Can you help me? Well, an average person might say, yeah, I could do some laying on hands on you and help you. Well, maybe that alien is in there to cause that physical pain in that body, and it doesn't like you when you're trying to help it. And then it hits you with some awful energy of a psychic attack, and you start throwing up or something, not knowing what happened. So anyway, that's the whole process. You want to clean out your body, these energetic bodies that are affecting the health of your physical body. If you don't clean them out, you probably don't have you know, any chance at all of getting well until you do so. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And may I just ask that, in addition, could you talk a little bit about the death barcodes and also death barcode removal and the timeline crashes to help people with a physical issue?
Yeah, the death barcode, that's set up on your natal chart. So remember, when you first come here, you are living the life of your ancestors, and the alien gave you a script to go by throughout your whole life. So from birth to death, they gave you this script. And within that script are situations to cause you maybe pain and harm throughout your life, and they give you death barcodes in order to cause that. So And also, maybe they want you to leave. We'll say they want you to leave at the age of 30. So you're going to have a lot of get barcodes before 30. And then at 30, they're hoping that that the next one catches you and kills you. So maybe they start off at the age of 20 and you have one. And maybe you break your leg. And now it doesn't really heal the way it used to. And you feel bad because you did something stupid. And now you're kind of limping because, you know, they gave you a program to maybe go out and do a marathon of some sort. And, you know, you got yourself hurt, you know, because your ego wanted to do something that was, something that caused your body to have a problem. And so now the death barcode that was there, and they're very happy because now you're maybe limping a little bit. So that was your first death barcode. Could that have taken you out? Possibly. But it didn't do it. So now you lost probably about a third of your life force energy. And you feel miserable, and you don't like it because you think about the past of when you used to be in better health. And so the next thing is maybe at 22 they set you up with another one. So you're already not doing too well, and another one hits you. And maybe you break a leg again, the same thing. And now it's worse. And then they keep doing more and more things. Maybe you got four or five of these, you know, interacting with you. And so now by the time you get the last one, maybe you're in the hospital with a gangrene on your leg or something. And that's your last death barcode. And your energy of your spirit is completely trashed because it had all these other situations happening to it, and your spirit never got healed. Neither did your physical body. So the spirit mimics you and you're suffering. And now you have gangrene in your leg, and, you know, that's a big infection. And you say, you know, if I don't want to live without having my leg, they're going to cut it off tomorrow. And you just decide to leave, and that's the last death barcode. Maybe they put some poison in you, and right away you kick the bucket, and you're not here. So that's how the death barcodes work. And then you recycle back into the next life experience. And now you probably have maybe a similar situation with your leg. Who knows? So basically the death barcodes come into your life because they're programmed at your birth. Had to take you out of here. Remember, you're born and you have to leave at a certain time. So the aliens figure that, you know, you're not going to be vital. Or they put more on you because you're kind of waking up somewhat. Finding out, yeah, these guys are bad and they're doing this to me. Then they may give you one or two, possibly. Not always. There's people that contact me who did their initial maybe three death barcodes, and they're perfectly fine. You know, they'll say, do I have any death barcodes wrong? I did it like 4 years ago. Nope, zero. There's people who go, uh-oh, you have like 18 of these suckers, you know? Wow, what have you been doing, you know? Holy smokes. They must not like you, you know? And so weird things can happen. So the death barcodes also then are on timelines. So the first time you broke your leg doing your, cross-country running or riding a motorcycle or doing something, that now is on timelines. They'll copy and paste that over and over and over again. And you wonder why your leg never heals correctly or properly. And you keep getting hurt over again, and it's painful. And so you keep getting put onto these timelines, and basically for you it's just all regret, and you wish you wouldn't have done it to begin with. But like I said, the ego took over, and it goes, wow, I can do this here. I can be an evil Knievel, you know, and you hurt yourself. So that's sort of what happens. But the timelines you get stuck on, and you don't know about it. That's your deja vu. That's when you have dreams coming into your life and it scares you. But whatever you do, you're going to have these particular energies coming to you to cause you harm. And those are all on the timelines. You want to get off the timeline. That's what we talk about. You want to be in the now. You want to be in time. So you can get off the timelines, which means, saying it differently, where time has stopped for you. You're still going to be on the timeline, but when time stops, the aliens know that you're not doing anything because you're peaceful. They don't want you to be in peace. So if you're not in peace, you're in chaos. And they love that. And with that, they work with emotional and physical situations to keep the chaos moving and recycling. So anything else I should talk about, Ann?
Yes. I was thinking that when people have a situation, they often have sought or you know, are going to seek medical care, and that will then bring in touching, possible cursing by medical professions or medical people, and just exposure to other things. So I think that there's also a place here for the alien, you know, to protect yourself with the alien attack page and whatever else you think, Ron.
Yeah, you can do a shrink wrap. So the worst place you can go to is a hospital, number one, because there's all kinds of legs floating around and arms, and there's people's livers and intestines and whatever they've operated on, cancer parts, they're all floating around in that hospital. So you walk in there, not only is there entities that for people who have died and they're just walking those hallways, or somebody's about ready to die, and they're not in their body, and spirit is walking around kind of mesmerized, and it sees you and it attaches to you, and or the emotional body attaches to you. So that's the worst place you could ever be. And then you have the situations to where, is that doctor really the doctor that took the schooling to do this operation when you go in for an operation? You don't know. Is it an entity playing a doctor? Is it aliens going to abduct you, you know, when you're under the knife and sense knocked out? There's all kinds of things. So I don't want to sound too scary here, but this is reality here. And so the worst place you can go to is a hospital. You know, if you have to, you know, the emergency room is all they really should have, in my opinion, because an emergency is an emergency, and everything else is energetic bodies that you can clear to help yourself out. So that's the way I look at it. But if you go to a hospital to see somebody, you're going to walk out of there with all this energy on you, especially if you're in ICU, you're going to be having all that death energy attached to you. And a lot of people, you know, who've been listening to us for a while, they know that, and they go, yeah, I'm not going to go there, you know, because it's hard to protect myself. You can do your shrink wrap where you take your energy of your body so it's not, you know, floating out 6 foot around you where you're going to have your energy stolen from you. You shrink wrap to have it right next to your skin, and that can help you somewhat. But somebody bumps into you or shakes your hand or pokes you on your back or something, right away, you know, you could have something transferred to you, especially alien stuff. Because aliens have been here longer than humans, and they come into human bodies, you know, and you've seen people shapeshift, I'm sure, where their eyes change or you look at them and they're a different person and now they're somebody else. That's life here too. So, you know, the whole thing is what we talk about continuously is to be here with your spirit in the present moment. That's the be here now clearing, and to know that, you know, you need to be at peace and not to think and not to get on timelines. Timelines are all thinking, all mind energy. When you're peaceful in the present moment, then you're not going to have all these energies coming to you because they're not going to know that you're there. You're almost invisible. So all they want is drama and trauma and excitement. So if you're really, really happy and having a great time and you feel joyful, they can get you just as much if you're in depression and in physical pain. It's the same thing. It's energy that they're wanting to take from you. So some people say, you know, the old days, think good thoughts. Well, no. Don't think a thought at all. Stay in the present moment. Do the mind a heart drop. 20 seconds, you're at peace. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And the last, or one more thing, and we'll see if people have questions too, I would talk about is the faith piece. I know we've had people that, for instance, after the organ restoration calls in the past, say, oh, I know now I'm healed and I'm in perfect health. And we have other people that write in 2 days later with the same thing they wrote in 2 days before the special call. So if you could just talk about that, that would be great.
Yeah, I don't make any guarantees on anything, naturally. You know, you probably are aware of that. When you have a clearing, what can take it away and invalidate the clearing is when you think about it and wondering if it was done. So, if you have a clearing, the only reason why it wouldn't be done is because you haven't cleaned yourself out enough to allow it to occur. But that's the first thing. So, you know, so sometimes things happen, I don't know how to say this, I'll just say by accident. So you have a condition going on, and all of a sudden you maybe only did a couple clearings where other people maybe have done a half a dozen, you did two, and you both have the same situation, and you're fixed because you did two clearings. The other person's wondering, hey, I did six clearings. Why didn't I get the energy brought to me and this person did? Well, you just have more problems. So healings can't work that way. But typically, if you're dealing with something that's taking you, you know, 40 years to manifest, and you don't do clearings, is it going to go away being on one particular call? More than likely not. If you've done your homework and did whole lifetime clearings, you know, it could work. But don't look back, you know, actually have a clearing and wonder if it worked for you. Because those timelines will come right up again with your current situation or your past situation and recycle that and cord it right back to you again on these timelines, and it will invalidate your clearing. So don't look back and wonder if it worked. Just know that it worked, and the extent that it worked is according to how many clearings you have had on your whole lifetime clearings on these energetic bodies. And if it didn't work, for instance, you wait a week and you still have the same problem, then you need to do some more clearing because you have a blockage and the clearing could not come into you because you have a blockage with the situation. And it may not even be conscious to you. So back to you.
Great, Ron. Thank you. And I just wanted to also let people know that on Ron's website, again, that's creationlightship.com, on the upper right side, the top, it says click here for more audio samples. And there is a previous talk Ron gave, why physical healings are complicated, and also his talk on why not to be a healer. So if you haven't listened to those recordings, it's under the heading where it says experience sample healings for the past 5 days, which is a wonderful group of healings to avail yourself of. If you have not tried those before, you will get samples of some of the healings Ron was talking about in our energetic bodies. And someone did write in, Ron, could you talk a little bit more for clarification about what you mean by clear out our bodies?
Yeah, clearing out your body, it's your energetic body that you need to have cleaned out, the one that you cannot see. And these are your energetic emotional body, energetic mental body, energetic fear body, energetic trauma body, and these are what we call your whole lifetime clearings. And all these things, plus other ones, okay, all these things are what contaminate your physical body. Can't see them, but they're there, and they hold energies that resonate back to your physical body and destroy it. So that's basically it. So they're energies that are not in peace, and they are also on timelines. Remember, when you're in peace, you're not on any timelines. These things are on timelines, and the aliens can attach themselves to those timelines, which also connects energetically to you. And they can also make those timelines physical. So you probably have seen things, you know, like looking at, we talk about orbs, seen orbs in photographs. Well, that's the aliens right there. Are they living on you? Yeah. Are they around you? Yeah. How come? Well, that's what they do. And then you also have aliens that come into people's bodies that you can't see. That's what we call, you know, these parasitic life forms. And that's on the... Eliminating Alien Attack, that's $30 a month. to use that clearing, and you can help yourself get rid of some of the stuff that way, or just, you know, get on the extensive clearings that we do, you know, on Sundays, which we have one tomorrow. You know, it's a 7-hour conference call where we work and take out the alien life forms that are inside of you, and also take out other energies that could be like poison, et cetera, dead carcasses. And then we look for the aliens that put these things in you and eliminate those, so you have a better chance of living a longer life in more peace, unless you choose not to live in peace and you choose to go back into the drama and trauma again. And that's all your own choice. You know, some people don't want to be peaceful. They want to live in duality, and they want to try to manifest and do psychic attacks on people and spells because it's beneficial for them, and they get what they want. Maybe not what they need, but what they want, okay? So, you know, that's the way life is here. So the main thing is to get your energetic bodies cleared out. That's what we deal with on the website, is to clean you out of these things. And it's all energy. Physical body is energy, and these other bodies are energy too. It's that you can't see them, but they are storehouse of your past situations. So you could say that they actually contain, maybe you're using the word karma, which I don't use, but you know, you could look at that, and you know, these things hold your karma, and they put it on to you, and also according to what you believe is going to happen. So, if you don't believe in something, or you stay neutral, then it may not have happened to you. And if you do believe in something, then more than likely you're going to catch it. So if you hear something that's fearful and you don't like it, or you shake or whatever, and you're traumatized, well, more than likely you're going to be living in that area instantly, because you're already contracted with the aliens by your consent to be traumatized on a particular situation. So, you have to clean out your energetic bodies. That's what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, is cleaning out the emotional body of each person, but there wasn't that many energies at that time contaminating people, you know, as compared to now. I'd say it was 1,000 times easier to heal people 2,000 years ago. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much for all of that wonderful information to help people with their physical healing issues. We did get a big thank you from someone, you probably don't even recall now, but at the beginning of the show you did a healing because you sensed some pain around feet and legs, so that person did write in a big thank you. And we have a question here about the organ rejuvenation. I am doing the 3 Sunday calls right now. Will this call help in addition?
Yes, it will. It'll help because it'll be a different focus on your body. So, yes, it will definitely, it's just a different type of call. So that's all that I can say. It's completely different than the ones that we do on Sundays. So back to you.
Okay, and someone is asking, on the calls, when you say next one is your choice, what do you mean by that?
Okay, yeah. What happens is each time we do a particular clearing and you have maybe a minute or two, something like that, of silence, that's where you want to request the clearing that you want to experience during that two to three, or say 1 to 2 minutes, sometimes 3 minutes space with nobody talking, okay? So that's where you input your information. So if you have a stubbed toe, you could input it the first time and then the second time and the third time. So it's up to you to choose the situation that you want to have energy looked at there to take away the negative energy. And you can stop whenever you choose to. So if you think half pain is good with your toe and it's half gone, and you can stop and you can work on something else. Some people have the scenario, the Blasius system of no pain, no gain. And, you know, hurting somewhat, a little bit is okay because you can deal with it for a week and it'll go away typically. Well, you can say, nope, I don't want to deal with it for a week. I want it released and keep working on it, you know. So it's your choice on your healing and your clearing. And we're clearing out the energetic bodies that are contaminated in that location and working with the timelines that you're living on at the same time, having the same condition as a copy and paste of where you are right here. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, and we're getting very close to the time where we're going to be able to go to Creation Lightship with Ron for our physical healing. So I want to remind everybody to have something in mind, first of all, and either write it down or be prepared to talk to the light beings out loud about what you'd like them to work on. We have a question here, Ron. Someone is asking, may they take a traumatized dog tonight to the light ship? It's they have the dog's name. It's an associate's dog, though. Is that okay?
No, yeah, that's fine. No problem whatsoever. You know, just, you know, you can don't bring up, you know, a whole kennel or something. Just bring up one that you're looking at. That's fine.
Okay, great. So if they say, they'll say, just say the dog's name and wonderful.
Yep,
and yes, okay, so it is, let me just, oh yeah, it is quarter of. So if you're ready, Ron, we can go to the light ship. We have some room requests. So if you'd like me to read those off to you, I will.
Okay, wonderful. So this only works live on this particular VBS radio show right now. If you're listening to an archive, then naturally you're going to feel peace energy. And if you would like to go to the light ship on Saturdays, then you must listen live to the VBS radio show. And we typically always go about this time. So if you're maybe overseas someplace in a different country, then I would say probably get on about 20 minutes before the hour if you have to wake up. That way it'll give you a little more sleeping time maybe. But you probably want to hear the whole show anyway. But anyway, we normally go about a quarter till. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants with you. You're going to be bilocated, so it's not that you're going to disappear from here, but you'll be in peace energy for the amount of time that you're on the light ship. So you need to request one specific incident or problem that you're dealing with your physical body. This does not work for emotions or trauma or anything else. It could work with pain, but everything else is strictly done here with your energetic bodies. So here we go. Going up, count to five, and you're going to feel the energy in your room change. It probably already has already. But here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And you're on the light ship now. If you're able to see, which a lot of people can, sense, see the energy there and see the light beams. So we're going to go into what I call the hot tub rooms. This is different color gel. We all have our own personal light beam working with us. And also, we have our own hot tub. So it's not a communal thing like you have in the hippie days. So here we go. In your own hot tub, different color gels. Right now I'm seeing a green gel. I'm also seeing copper. I'm seeing gold. So everybody is selecting what they would like to have. And you're also communicating with the light beings, we'll say with mental telepathy. And you're having a wonderful hot tub experience to be detoxed. Okay, you have a room suggestion there, Anne?
Yes, Ron, the flower room.
Oh, goody. Okay, so we're going to go into the flower room. So there's some flowers here that I haven't seen before. Boy, they're very large. The stems are all different colors. The petals are different colors, too. So the leaves and the stems and the petals are all different, very, very pretty. So we're going into this room now to experience this, and that plant is conscious. So we just communicate with it, and then we'll do what it can do to help you. So here we go. One into the flower room. One, two, three, four, and five. okay, next room, and we're still on the, in the hot tub room, so we're in all these rooms at the same time. So it's not like you're in there for, like, maybe 2 minutes and you go to the next one. These are all being, you're in these rooms continuously. So next room?
The chipmunk room.
Chipmunk?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, here we go, chipmunks. Okay, there's three of these coming your way. Here we go. And you can feed them some peanuts if you like, but here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And they're doing some work with you here. You might even down here feel their feet. They're running all over you. You know how chipmunks run around. So they're running all over your body. And it's kind of like a massage in a sense. And working with you, jumping up and down and everything else, kind of fun. So you're their trampoline. So here we go. They're working with you stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
The magnesium salt bathroom.
Okay, here we go. Going in there. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
Pink crystal salt caves for respiratory function.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, I think we're going to go into the skin misting room. We have skin misting water on all the conference calls, but we'll go into the skin misting room. So it's kind of like going into a car wash, we'll say. You're being sprayed all over and everywhere, and this energy also goes through your body. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay, kittens and puppies.
Okay, here we go. And maybe we'll also have those little things that go on wheels. You know, we have mice, but hamsters. So let's go into those rooms, too. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We need one more room.
Okay. The squirrels.
Okay, squirrels. Okay. Here we go. So we had chipmunks, now we got squirrels. Kind of similar. Here we go. Get up peanuts. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do one more room, which will be the dragonflies. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And people like horses, so we'll go into the horse room, then we'll end the light ship here. So here we go. Horses, your particular choice and type. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're going to come back from the light ship. So we're getting our animal, pets, and flower, tree, garden, plants to come with us now. So remember, we've got to bring them back here and get released from the light ship. So here we go, coming down. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, we're all back here. We're bilocated out of time to the light ship. This is creation energy that created you. And hopefully you have a wonderful healing clearing for what you requested. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you. I'm sure everyone feels as I do, just so... Wow, very relaxed and peaceful. Thank you so much. We got quite a few room requests tonight that we didn't get to, so thank you, listeners, and please send them in again next Saturday, and we'll try to get there. So I really enjoyed, thank you to the listener that requested the flower room, and somebody wrote in, I saw two very large flowers right before Ron said it.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay. Yes, and I just can't recommend next Saturday's clearing enough for the organ restoration. So it's more of what we just experienced on the light ship. but it's very intense focus where the light beings actually will be coming to us as we lay there and working on each organ that Ron goes through, and he goes through the whole body. So our lovely listener that writes in from London, where she listens to us at 3 a.m., has written in, and she says, "I'm a newbie, having wandered into Ron's room at the LA Expo. Like many others, I've dedicated my life to the light. To discover it was the light of the darkness is disheartening at best. Doing to the mind-to-heart drop and et cetera to balance and process Ron's message. Sometimes the alien agenda is a little overwhelming, not to mention frightening. I have no one to talk to about it either. I'm sure my family and friends would think I've gone bonkers." Again, she's saying it's 3 a.m. in London, but I love going to the light ship, worth waking up for. And this is the person that requested the flower room. And I just wanted to say that the purpose of the BBS radio shows is to give people some of that community. So do keep writing in, and people do respond back, and it's probably the best way, because you're getting everything comes directly from Ron through this show. So, Ron, do you want to make any comment about that earlier part of her message, that it can be a little overwhelming and frightening to learn about the aliens, et cetera?
Yeah, it definitely can be, you know. I never wanted to deal with aliens for years, and I got stuck dealing with them. So, yeah, that's just where we are. So they're here. And remember, they've been here probably long before us, and they may not necessarily like us, but somehow we're connected to them, and, you know, we're more like cattle to them than you would like to think you are. But, it is concerning, but that's where we live. So, you know, you have to just kind of look at the situation and know that, yeah, things happen, and, you know, you got all these alien gods, which are the aliens, you know, all the god energies, and you can see how they look different. Just, you know, look at the Egyptian gods and everything else, and you got all those gods from India, and they all look different, okay? And you got one, you know, looks like an elephant, and one has many hands and everything else, and hello, you know. And then you also have, going back, I've been watching some of the Viking shows, and they have their gods that they believe in. Those things have become physical and breed with people. So they got, you know, their own energies of their own heaven and hell and everything else, and, you know, all that stuff is brought here by the aliens. So you have to realize that we're in their sandbox, that you're in it, and you get connected to mind energy. So another way to look at it is, look at a baby. Do they believe in aliens? No. Are they happy? They may appear to be happy, but they're not thinking. So they live in the moment. Okay? And so by living in the moment, they're not connected that much to them, but they can get attacked. Especially when you watch babies jumping and squirming in the mother's arms and they're trying to hold them, so they start crying for no reason, guess what's happening. And then also you can look at dogs and cats, for instance, okay? You know, they want to eat. And all they know is that when they want to eat, they're looking at you as their master, and thus they don't care about anything else. They just want their food in the moment. So you need to notice that. And, you know, people jerk. Animals jerk in their sleep. They may moan. They may, some dogs may wake up and bark. So if you have an animal that looks pretty peaceful and all of a sudden they're doing weird things at night or staring like cats do or dogs look at stuff in rooms, they're seeing things out there that you're not seeing. You don't have that perception. But just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And, you know, and also, you know, with that, you know, what timeline are you living on? And maybe your perception, as you change it, you may be able to see more things on your timeline. And it, you know, that may be a bad thing or even a good thing. Some people say, I want to be able to see more. Oh, my third eye opened up. And I go, are you serious? You know, hello. You know, if you have seen what I've seen throughout my life, you'd probably be completely traumatized and wish that you weren't here. But the whole thing is to not get caught up in emotions. That's the big one here. This planet is kind of more on the, you know, emotional energies and the fear energies and the flight energies. And that's what you're dealing with, is that type of energy. And that's the opposite of peace. And that's what the aliens have given us, is these things to direct our lives so that they can steal our energies. And once you understand that, then your whole life can be turned around, and you can look at it and go, yeah, that's what happened to me. I understand all this stuff here. Maybe not all of it, but I get a clue now of what happened in my life. And yeah, I did have a bad accident when I was 12, and I'm suffering now with it when I'm 30. And gee, could that be a death barcode? Yeah, very possibly. Clear that out of you. You may get your energy back again that they've stolen, because we look for the aliens and bring it back. So I can't say if you're limping, it's going to go away, but there's been a lot of strange things that people have had recovered from just by doing death barcodes. So if you need to know how many you have, you know, you can send me an email and I'll tell you. If you have done any barcode clearing in the past, I need to know what you were told on how many you have done, so I can check out those energies along with you being current to see how you are, okay? So that's the whole thing. Just because you've cleared them, you know, 10 years ago and you had five of them, you could have a couple more, but I need to know that you did clear the five so I can connect with you better. And then I'll give you an email back on that. And if you have done, if you paid for it one time, it's already, in a sense, unlimited for you. So you don't have to go in and pay anything else. Just let me know that you have done it in the past. And just pay for it, and you know, if you haven't done so, and then you do your death barcode. That's the first one. It takes 2 hours for each barcode. The cost is one price. Doesn't matter how many you have. And then after you do that, then you do your stress death barcode. So that's the same thing over again. So if you had five, you do five of those. So you're right now in a 10 hours for the first part for the death. And then you do the stress, maybe in the next week, because it takes some time, another 10 hours. And then do one for depression death barcode. That's not listed there, but do that one. And you're going to feel that your life is probably much, much better, and you're not going to be connected. On the timeline crashing, you want to do timeline crashing. You want to do upside-down timeline. That's where the program is to manifest it into reality. You want to get rid of that. And then you want to do your tangent timeline. That's where they abduct you and do experimentations with you. So that's the worst thing, is the tangent ones. Those are what really harm you and can actually kill you at times. So our show's kind of coming to a close here. Do you have anything to add? And then the space timeline crashes, you just do like 10% of that. You don't have to do the same amount, about 10%. That's when you're lost in space and you haven't come back here. And you need to come back here with your spirit, because your spirit is lost. And it will find its way back to your physical body. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, we had a couple of more questions about timeline crashes, wanting you to, I guess, continue to explain about, for instance, the vortices and the invisible timelines and one other, but I don't know if you have time to really get into that right now, or we should save that for the next show.
Yeah, all timelines would be typically invisible to you, but you will have the energy connected to you, okay? So I can kind of answer that one. You know that they're real when you have dreams of things happening. So that would be your deja vu. So that's your validation that you're on timelines. and you lose your keys, lose your wallet, lose your car, whatever. It's on a timeline somewhere, but it's not here on the, or it's not on the timeline that you're looking for it. So if you lose anything, sometimes you can request to be put back on that timeline so you can bring it back here again, or at least to be on that timeline so your keys will show up. So the aliens don't really care that much, because they're still going to get mileage out of you as they're causing you emotional situations or physical pain. That's their goal. So the more that they do to you, the more these things can happen, and hopefully you're going to be at peace and not be on those timelines. So that's why you do the Mind to Heart Drops. We'll end our PBS radio show with the Mind to Heart Drop, and this is what you should do to facilitate that, to help yourself out. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And then we always count from 10 to 1 backwards. If you're a newbie, if you've been doing it for a couple of weeks, we'll say then you just do 3, 2, 1. So we'll do this three times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Now you're at peace. It's impossible to think because source energy has no thoughts involved with it whatsoever. So you're not thinking, and you're living in your consciousness of light. So here we go, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everybody. And hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow and come on next Saturday's special event call for body restoration, organ restoration. So we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.